or even take a game. So when you're coming into a game like this, that it means a lot, but it doesn't mean a lot, but it still means a lot. What's the mindset coming in, Rory?
I think the mindset is, obviously, be aware of their top guys. 91, Valic, really good player. He went up to the DC for a little bit in December, January, but now he's back down with the Mullets. About, I think it's 50 points in 27 games he's got. He's an amazing player, and really be aware of him. Their goalie, Niederkorn, excellent as well. Some really impressive numbers, I think. 920s, and he's played at 23 games, so really impressive. So be aware they're top guys and stay focused on the task at hand.
What you talk about with Niederkorn, I mean, he's seen Rapids before. Yep. Last year, he's seen them this year as well, and he's got a 1-1 record against them. He's faced well over 100 shots between the first two games back, it seems like years ago in September. I don't know if you were even with the team back then. I don't know, because a lot of guys trickle in and out.
Yeah.
But I know I was broadcasting Friday Night Football during that time and doing some good season bow hunting. But I digress. It's been a while. Both teams have changed. They've grown. Yeah. They've gotten better. Because you get better as the season goes along. You don't usually plateau or get worse, depending on injuries, of course, which hopefully we don't see any of that tonight. But you're, like you said, Alec, top line skater, and Niederkorn, he's a top line goalie. Like you said, he's played almost every single one of the games, and he's got a decent goals against average, decent saves percentage. But he has proven, or the River Kings have proven against him, they can score on him.
Yep.
So what we're going to be doing here in the next few moments is doing a color guard presentation by one of the Wisconsin, I believe that would be VFW, I believe, is going to do presenting the colors as we get closer and closer to the puck drop here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Other games going on tonight, there's plenty of action all over the country, as there always is in the USPHL, as we look ahead to some of these other games as we have the colors being presented. So we are going to step out here momentarily, and we will be back here on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Flow Hockey. Well, beautiful pep band rendition of the national anthem. Always good show put on by those young men and women over there at the loft at the west end of the ice arena. And the colors presented by, I believe it was a Boy Scout group, actually. My apologies. I was under the impression that it was one of the VFWs, so my apologies on that. But the point still remains, it was a great bunch of pageantry before the good old hockey game, and we are just getting closer and closer to that moment. It's looking down below us here. We've got Wisconsin Rapids wearing their home white jerseys, blue breezers, and white socks with blue and green trim. And, of course, green numbers with blue outlining. Minnesota, at first I wanted to call them the Golden Gophers, as they have that same color scheme, the gold maroon, as that of the maroon breezers socks and jerseys, sweaters, with yellow mullets across the word mullets, not the hairstyle, and the numbers across the back that are gold in color as well. So that's going to be pretty easy to tell the teams apart, and it's going to be tough not calling them the Gophers. So my apologies if I do, because that's always a game I try to catch watching on TV whenever it happens. And tonight, you got the goaltending matchup that I was kind of thinking we would get, as Deacon Shaw coming in after maybe having his roughest outing of the season. Last time I saw him play, or us at home, I should say, at the Southwood County Recreation Center, as he got roughed up a bit by the Minnesota Squatch. Wasn't the night that he really wanted, I'm pretty sure I could say that. But either way, we are seeing him play tonight, coming up against Minnesota's lead goaltender, statistically speaking, that is, against Cody Niederkorn. As I said before, he has played so many games for these Mullets, as he has he's been in 24 games, 13-9 record, one overtime loss, as he has played 1,367 minutes, allowed 73 goals, and made 903 saves. One shutout to his credit. So he's really done a good job for the Mullets, as he has a goals against average of 3.20 and a save percentage of .925. So he's really helped Minnesota get to the record that they have to this point in the season. It'll be interesting to see how Wisconsin Rapids attacks him, as they have seen him before. Yep. They have tendencies. Every player out there has tendencies, but how has he changed his tendencies that maybe he's strengthened his weaknesses and kept his strengths just that much stronger?
Yeah, I think for Niederkorn in particular, he's got a very wide base. So you'll see him in his stance, he's quite wide, and I think that really kind of restricts your movement laterally. And I think that's some place that the River King can really target low to high movement, and that cross movement, the lateral movement, and see what they can get out of Minnetokorn there.
Now, if you have that wide base, this is coming from a guy who's never played hockey in his life. I don't even know how to ice skate. But the thing is, if that wide base, that leaves that five hole wide open a little bit longer than maybe some of those nearer stances do.
Yeah, that's true. But with these modern goalies, everyone's dropping on almost every shot. So I'd expect them to be dropping on almost everything, no matter if it's really going high or low. So maybe another thing that the River Kings can target. And that's the problem with that wide base as well. When it's so wide, you're already just so wide, it's so easy to drop straight away. And I think that's really another thing the River Kings should be looking at and trying to exploit.
Right, is that's not exactly, when it's going high, it doesn't do you any good to drop low,
exactly.
Really. Well, that's why we love having you goaltenders up here, is you get us so much into the technical aspect of what it is to be a goalie at this level of play, which a pretty darn high level, in my opinion. As we are just moments away, as the River Kings are going to be taking the ice against the Minnesota Mullets. Again, thank you, Art and Carl. Awesome camera work, as always. Can't tell you how much we all appreciate you guys. And Matt, we appreciate you too, I guess. You know, you keep us in line. And Rory, thanks as always. Happy to have you back here.
My pleasure.
Again, my name's Mike Comer. I'll be bringing the action tonight and tomorrow, as we are just seconds away from that opening puck drop. As the official Fenton out there giving his last orders. Stay out of the faceoff circle till it is hit. Obstfelder out there, and it is dropped, and it is picked up by the River Kings, and we are underway here in USPHL North Division action. Puck gets dumped down into the Mullets' defensive zone, where the puck is just loose and gets back out neutral ice. A little bit of hitting around for it as Raffert digging in the corner as puck gets lifted, intended for Anderson, as there is now a hand pass being called against Minnesota. First whistle of the game, 19:35 left to go in the first period. No score, no shots on goal. Sometimes you have some fast, furious action within the first 30 seconds. Not tonight to this point. Still 5 seconds going. As there's a faceoff coming to the glove side of Niederkorn. Faceoff, puck is loose. Puck's in the skate. It's the official. Allstrand has it. He can't quite get anywhere out of it. It's picked up by Obstfelder. Flipped behind the goal. Anderson gets it as he looks to pass it into the slot. Nobody home. Being harassed by a pair of Mullets players. Allstrand behind the goal. He's getting tripped up back there. Puck is held deep behind the boards. Puck's still along the boards. Far corner. Allstrand being battling down there with Obstfelder. Obstfelder walking in along the goal line, going behind the goal, trying to get out front. Raffert just inside the blue line. Anderson, he tries to get it across over to Raffert near side. Anderson snaking through the slot. Obstfelder can't quite get there. And Beauchamp, he dumps it back down. Anderson giving chase. Dumps it back down behind Allstrand. Allstrand centers it. Can't quite get Obstfelder as he tips it just wide of the goal. Has his own rebound as Obstfelder out to the point. Beauchamp, he keeps it in the zone. Raffert has it. Shot way wide of the mark. Goes around the boards. It's going to be a race to it in the corner. Big collision there by Beauchamp. He holds it down in the zone as Allstrand going behind the goal. But Minnesota's going to get to it. To it first. That is number 8, Nolan Gentry, as Minnesota sends a puck down. Rapids has to regroup. 18:22 to go, first period. No score. No shots on goal as Rapids gets the puck up. Tudich, centering attempt just in front of the doorstep. Nobody there. Denti was trying to slap a home, but he was about a second late. Denti trying to center it. Battling into the near corner to my right. His puck pops up high in the air. Picked up now by Minnesota. Young, he sends it back into the Rapids zone around the boards. Lutfalin picks it up, bumps it up ahead. Tudich giving chase, flanked by Denti. Neither one of them can really get there as puck's picked up by Minnesota. Clear the zone, and that will be an icing call. 17:48 left to go. First period, no score, no shots on goal. As the Mullets and the River Kings, they're playing pretty even in terms of shots and goals. But that puck spent a little bit more time in the offensive zone for the River Kings.
Yeah, the Mullets just content to soak a bit of pressure at the start, just sort of feeling each other out. We'll see what happens, see how it progresses.
Caden Schweitzer, face-off circle. Can't quite read the number of the Mullets player, as it in turn was Max Young. Minnesota picks it up, sends it back down. Lutfalin flips it up ahead. Tudich up ahead. Schweitzer, he carries it into the zone. Denti centers it. Schweitzer can't quite get a stick on it. Schweitzer sends it back down. Bulduk can't quite get a stick on it. Now it's a race. It's hurled, and Bulduk battle for it. Puck slides behind the Rapids goal. Lutfalin, dump pass back down to Oliver Bulduk. Bulduk skating around, trying to create some distance. Sends it up to Owen Tudich. Tudich bumps it up ahead, neutral ice. Puck's still there as Minnesota trying to break into the zone. Lutfalin, nice little collision at the blue line. Lutfalin has it, sends it back behind the goal. Bulduk giving chase. As the Mullets get there first, holding the zone, that is the Mullets trying to send it back down, as they don't have a number 9 on their roster sheet, so my apologies for not having that. As we keep playing on, puck is now in the Minnesota defensive end. Picked up by Denti, as he's offside, so thankfully he did not touch it for the River Kings' vantage point. Puck now center ice, chipped up ahead by the Mullets, Zachary Monson. Puck being back around the corner. Denti's with it. Garcia's been that collision too. Up ahead, Cooper, he can't quite pass it to himself along the boards. Have to get back on sides, and they do. Picked up here by Minnesota. 16:14 left in the first period. No score, no shots on goal for either team. As Ilian gets hit right along the boards for the River Kings. There's Mikhail Ilian, he's still battling in there. Big, tall Russian out there, using a lot of physical play as the puck sends up all the way up to Anderson. He's skating up against Garcia. Malik, drop pass, puck shot in, big bounce, rebound there for Deacon Shaw, and he covers it. A couple opportunities there for the Mullets, but Shaw standing tall on a couple big popping rebounds. He has stoppage of play, 15:48 to go first period, and it just so happens to be a scoreless game, but Minnesota got the first two shots on goal.
Yeah, I'm also glad you touched on the time between games, Mike. Just how much must change, and although you're watching film, it's just so much must change between the two teams from start to end at this point of the season.
You got a face-off. That was to the blocker side of Shaw, and that's controlled by Rapids. Cooper giving chase, held in by McNeish. Puck still loose, goes to the slot, picked up by Minnesota. Picked up, that would be by number 21, Tommy Perkins. Puck still down in the Rapids offensive zone. Cooper battling down there with Raffert, tied up there. Puck is now sitting loose, goes behind the goal. Mikhail Elian, he's giving chase. Puck sent up, neutral ice, picked up by Hogan McNeish. He's looking to break in the zone, pass it up to Beauchamp, drop pass. Oh, right behind McNeish, he couldn't get there. As Valk breaking out of the zone, he's flanked by the far side. And there is a whistle, and it will be an offsides against Minnesota. 15:05 left to go, first period. No score between the Mullets and the River Kings.
Yeah, just back to Valak again. Just such an exciting player and their key man, their talisman. And obviously, he had that brief stint in the DC, and now he's back with the Mullets. An unfortunate time for the River Kings.
Well, they will be having their work cut out for him against the tough Mullet squad as faceoff is won by Rapids. Williams gets it up into the zone. Puck's bouncing around. Blocker with it. Battling for it. Goes to the far corner. Picked up Minnesota. Center on the boards. Over there first is Oliver Bolduc. And he can't quite hold in the zone. He's got to go length of the ice to pick it up. No icing as the last touch by the River Kings. Sends it around the boards. Locker, he gets there first. Battle in the corner over there. Puck skittering around. Picked up by Lufflin. It's going to be a 2-2 opportunity. Lufflin carries it in and skates center. Whiffs on a shot. Puck comes out to the point. Locker knocks it back in. Lufflin heaps. Whiffs on a shot. Now it's a 3-1 opportunity for Minnesota. They're coming through. Bolduc playing defense. A shot and a goal for Minnesota as they lift it right over the shoulder of Shaw and a 1-0 lead for the Mullets.
Yeah, just the River Kings lacking urgency there. Just flat looking, and they really needed some sort of drive on that attack by Lutfilin, and then the Mullets come back on that 3-1 off the messed up pass and just nice centering pass.
Yeah, that was, I mean, when you have numbers like that, a 3-on-1, yeah. What do you do? Except you're Oliver Bolduc and you dive too early at that, lifts it over you, he goes to the far guy. It's just a breakdown of defensive mindset for the River Kings. And I apologize, but that's what happened. And that's something that we saw last weekend or the last 2 weekends ago. And even last weekend against Northwest, the River Kings fall behind early. But they battle back. They don't stop skating as we keep going on, 14 minutes left. Beauchamp, he takes a shot from just outside the circle. It's turned away by the defense. Centering shot. That's blocked by defense in front by Anderson. And that's gloved by Niederkorn. And we have another stoppage. 13:53 to go in this first period. Mullets up 1-0 over the River Kings.
Yeah, more energy and more jump is what's needed right now. And hopefully a good shift by this Obstafelder line will... We'll get the River Kings.
The Euro line, we like to call it up here, the Euro line. As we get the face-off, that's controlled by the River Kings, but they can't hold his own as it skates through past Beauchamp. Raffert gets there first, picks it up. He's being harassed by a couple Mullets as drop pass for Obstafelder carries into the zone. Allstrand going slot. Anderson shot backhand just wide, held into the zone by Beauchamp. Puck's bouncing around at the circle. Minnesota, they're really flying to the puck. When that puck is sitting there, there's 2-3 guys going to it. So they're really looking to gather any loose puck that they can and take advantage, which they already have one. 1-0 over the River Kings. 13:20. The AM station, WFHR, left down the clock. As there's a shot sent from the point, and that's redirected way high into the netting. So we've got another stoppage play. 13:11 to go, first period. And it's a 1-0 advantage for the Mullets over the River Kings.
Yeah, I think some keys for the River Kings are also get those pucks deep, kind of use your speed against the defenders of the Mullets. Obviously, they're not the quickest in the division, and really try and pressure their D into making some tough decisions.
Well, that's going to be a face-off to the blocker side of Shaw, picked up by Garcia. Garcia bop off the boards for Tudich. Just out of the reach of Denti, but he's putting her in on the Jets. He gets possession of it, gets around the defense. Puck's poked loose along the boards. Picked up there. That shot, big rebound there. That shot put on by Chevy Alexander, the birthday boy. As puck is sent back to the blue line, Garcia sends it back down. Picked up by Minnesota. As there's going to be Another opportunity for Minnesota. Jeffers gets around. Shot. Big block and a cover by Shaw. Another stoppage. 12:38 left to go first period. 1-0 for the Mullets.
Yeah, nice play by number 9 there. Yeah, his name's not on the team sheet, but a nice move to slip around Garcia then and get a good shot on Shaw.
Face off. Blocker side of Shaw. As that appears to be picked up by the River Kings up neutral ice. That's Tudich. Flips it down into the far corner, getting there first is Denti. He picks it up. Oh, Tudich. Backdoor step for Denti. He gets knocked away from the crease. Puck sent out front. Raffert, cross ice pass, Beauchamp. He sends a shot. Blocked in front by his own man, Denti. Puck comes into the corner. That's Tudich. Up to Francisco Denti. Shot. Right into the pads of Niederkorn, and that's stoppage play yet again. 12:08 left to go first period. 1-0 lead, Mullets.
Yeah, this is getting better. Just Niederkorn, when he sees it, he's going to save it every time. So really try and get some traffic in front of him. Get some movement, get anything in front of him right now.
That number 9 we were talking about, that's Nolan Gentry. They changed the number on the... So we weren't brought up to that until just now. So apologize for those inaccuracies in the broadcast. Do the best we can to get it more accurate as we go on. 12:08 left to go, first period, 1-0 lead. Mullets over the River Kings. Faceoff was to the glove side of Niederkorn after a big belly save, and Mullets do not get an icing on that as they send the puck down behind the Rapids goal. Beauchamp sends it up ahead. Tudich, he gets it up into neutral ice. Puck sent near side right in front of me. As puck goes back into the Minnesota zone, 11:48 to go. Minnesota just sending the puck up. Balick with it, trying to send a cross-ice pass. It gets turned away by Tudich as he got a stick down on the ice just to slow it down just enough. As we keep playing on here, 11:30 to go. Passed up ahead. Tudich gets it into neutral ice. Flipped up ahead by Schweitzer. Schweitzer getting around the defense. Passed Elliott. It's drop pass. Shot. Big leg save by Niederkorn on Elliott. Shot. That's a goal! There's a hole in your goalie, Minnesota! And the game is tied 1-1.
Really smart play there by Schweitzer. The great save on Niederkorn on that attempt by Elliott. But just to stay with that puck, get it, and just find a way through with Niederkorn crashing to that post. Well taken by Schweitzer.
That goal... Boy, that was something. Big, big save there right away. And then there's a shot back across the way. And then that's where it gets buried. Sharp angle shot from the bottom of the circle by Schweitzer. And we got a 1-1 hockey game.
That's why he's an All-Star. Schweitzer was picked in the North. It's a shared division All-Star thing. But Schweitzer, one of our own, got on that team. Good for him.
Definitely a very talented skater, and he's, ranking number 2 on the team in points?
Yep.
Moving right up that list.
Well, now move to tie. He's tied with Felix now.
Oh,
that is
correct, young man. That's why we keep you up here.
Yeah.
The Brit with the brains, my friend, as we always, or maybe I only call you that, but we'll keep it that way. That's a face-off won by Rapids. Lutfulin gets bumped off the puck. Schweitzer with the goal officially. Ilian and Tudich with assists. That was an even strength goal. This Rapids brings the puck back into the zone. 8:36, time of the goal. Rapids move the puck right around. Bolduc dumps it back down, going to Cooper as he gets swarmed by a bunch of Mullets right there. Puck shot by Bolduc, bounce off the leg pad, going to the far side, back around the boards, picked up by Cooper. Cooper picking up the puck, gets intercepted there. Ilian can't have it stick to his stack there is Cooper, far side, trying to get it back centered. Ilian tried to get a back pass there to McNeish, who getting hit right away. It's just a big physical play getting picked up. Ilian skating towards the center, up to Bolduc. Big opportunity, rebound there in the slot, just sitting there for a million years, it seemed. As Bolduc sends it back down, Rapids holds his own. Puck goes around the boards, and it gets intercepted there by Lupulin. Shot, big rebound. Sliding there was Niederkorn, and he gets a stoppage as it's now a 1-1 game, but 10:05 left to go in the first period.
Really good sequence of the River Kings. Just get that pressure, get that and a little bit. The goal must have given them just a burst of energy, and really, really good shift by that line.
You know, I don't claim to know what gets said on the bench. I don't want to know what necessarily gets said on the bench. It's none of my business, but I'm pretty sure after that first goal, after the last handful of games, I think Coach Paul might have had a couple words for him.
The starts have been lacking, man. It's really something the River Kings need to work on.
As face-off, that was to the glove side of Niederkorn. That gets controlled by Rapids. They hold the zone. Minnesota starting to pick it up. As Locker, he tries to hold the zone. Rapids cannot. It squirts out middle ice. Garcia, far side, trying to create some distance. Locker can't get it to stick. Bryceland out there. He's another one of our color guys who's been up here during the season. Bryceland centering pass. Locker, Williams, can't get it to stick on the blade of a stick. So we're still playing here with Rapids holding the zone. Bryceland, nice stop, spin, get around the defense, and that's picked up by Minnesota. It would have been something if he could have got through there and scored, or at least got a shot. But we have a whistle now, as there is a offsides being called here. Stoppage play, 9:22 left first period. 1-1 hockey game between the River Kings and the Mullets.
Yeah, the Mullets really looking to play that body and play that body early. They seem quite condensed in their D zone and really trying to use their body to break up some plays.
Well, a face-off at neutral ice. That's really no winners yet, as there's a scramble for the puck just inside the Rapids blue line. No one can really get an opportunity there, and there is an opportunity for Minnesota, but gets poked away by the River Kings. Just about 9 minutes left to go, first period. There's Rapids coming up. Obstfelder, Emil Obstfelder breaking it up, bring it up to Marcus Anderson. Anderson centering pass. Obstfelder stop, spin, chip pass right in the slot. Allstrand can't bury it. Sent back out, and there will be a potential icing called, and there is. It's another stoppage of play. Faceoff coming down to the Minnesota zone. 8:46 left to go, first period. 1-1 hockey game between these Mullets and the River Kings.
Yeah, the River Kings just really, really sort of keep them in the zone. They really seem to control that offensive zone a lot cleaner than the Mullets do, and just really sort of build some offense.
Face-off, blocker side, Niederkorn. Cody Niederkorn having a nice night so far. Stopped 7 of 8 shots. Face-off, that's controlled by Minnesota. Elliott tries to clear the zone, held in by Raffert. Allstrand up ahead off the boards. He's looking for Obstfelder, battling behind the goal. Picked up by Anderson, back across the way to Allstrand. The Euro line really working hard down low. Puck is now still held by Allstrand, working behind, set up front, looking for Beauchamp. Beauchamp can't quite hold it, but he does, and set back up ahead to Anderson, who's trying to get around the defense. There's about three players really trying to converge onto the puck when it gets down low, really shutting down those passing lanes for Rapids, as Obstfelder comes out high slot, shot turned away by the blocker of Niederkorn. Obstfelder follows his shot, gets his own rebound. And some basketball action out there. His drop pass, Obstfelder shot right into the belly of Niederkorn. Another stoppage of play with a save by Niederkorn. 8:01 left to go, first period. 1-1 hockey game between the River Kings and Mullets.
Again, a really impressive puck work by that Euro line, and just that missing touch, that lost touch to get one past Niederkorn.
Couple changes out there is Luke Fulin, Bulldog, Schweitzer, Denti, and Tudich all out there for the River Kings. Out goes the Euro line as we're getting some arguments here of who's going to be facing off. Schweitzer, he's in there. Puck comes out, held in there by Lutfulin. He sends it around the boards. Going there first is Denti. He's still giving chase in the corner. And again, there are three Mullets right down there giving trouble as Young breaks it up for the Mullets. Gets into the offensive zone. Drop pass away. Shot from just inside the blue line right into the belly of Shaw. And another stoppage. 7:42 to go, first period. 1-1 game between the River Kings and the Mullets.
Yeah, Young, number 11, a really top player for the Mullets as well. 11 goals, 30 assists, 47 points on the year. And another player to look out for the River Kings.
Face-off, glove side, Shaw held in the zone. And right into the glove of Shaw, we get another stop. It's about 3 seconds ran off the clock. 7:38 left to go, first period. Still a 1-1 hockey game between the Mullets and the River Kings.
Yeah, those are some good confidence boosters, obviously. There's that the first couple of shots were just bobbling and puck was being skittish, but now some shots you can really see and really track. Get himself into the game.
Puck sent up ahead. Denti has it. Cross-ice pass just missed by Bulldog. Bullock still has his rebound on that. Skating drop pass. Tudich tries to send it up ahead. Official in the way inadvertently. As Schweitzer centering pass. Bulldog top of the slot. Cross-ice to Lutfulin. He chips it up ahead. Bouncing puck there. Denti's battling with it as Lutfulin's down there as well. Schweitzer, he's in that mix as well. Puck gets pushed away from the River Kings, and there's going to be a first penalty of the game. A trip coming up against the River Kings right here at, I believe that'll be the 12:58 mark of the first period. That'll be a tripping penalty being called on Lutfullen. So you have Minnesota with their first power play opportunity of the game.
Yeah, unfortunate one to take, and especially against this Mullets power play working at 25% efficiency, and it's one of the second best in the division.
Yeah, as you said, my friend, they are good on that power play as Rapids. Well, they got that first faceoff, sent it down the length of the ice. Picking it up now is Valak as he pushes up ahead. McNeish almost picks that off and goes the other way, but Minnesota recovers as Nelson sends it down. Battling down there for the Mullets is Kate Anderson. Puck's loose, comes out to Valak at the point. Elliott, near side, circle, shot turned away by the skates of Beauchamp. Raffert mixing up down there, trying to tie it up. Beauchamp, he gets in there. A couple bodies hit the ice, picked up by Raffert, and they can hold the zone. That's held in by Minnesota. Stopped by Beauchamp, and he's looking for possibly a home run pass, lifting up to McNeish. And McNeish stopped. If he keeps skating, he might still be skating over to Pittsville. That's how much of a lead he might have had. As Minnesota gets possession of the puck, Elliott brings it up into the zone, stops at the circles, works more towards his right. Far side circle, blocked by the defense and Raffert.
Nice play by
Raffert.
That's
Cooper. Gets it up to McNeish. He's going to be swarmed by three Mullets. Fourth one coming up as there's a collision right at the blue line. Rapids gets a change as Ilian comes onto the ice along with Raffert, Obstfelder, Beauchamp, and Rapids sends it right back down as there's 39 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. 5:40 left to go, first period. As Minnesota gets the puck up into the zone, big long pass left back towards the blue line, now picked up by Rapids as Minnesota needs to reset again. 25 seconds to go on the skater advantage. As Rapids picks it up, Obstfelder, Ilian trailing. Goes around the goal, sent back out, Bulldog. Rapids just trying to kill off that penalty. 10 seconds left to go, 5:11 left to go. First period, as puck pops up high. Thomas can't see it. It bounces off the glove of Ilian, and we play on as that is a killed penalty, and we're back at even hockey, 5-on-5. Rapids voids that opportunity there for the Mullets as there's a big lifted pass there by Gentry. It goes behind the goal with Denti picking up near side. Cross-ice pass. That's Tudich. Garcia flying down there all onside. Garcia tries to tip it last second. Sent back. Right on the doorstep. Puck is loose. Bouncing around. Up off the glass and out of play. 4:38 left to go. First period. 1-1 hockey game. There's been opportunities for the Mullets. But, boy, Rapids is just getting more of them.
Yeah. Rapids with another great opportunity. I love how Garcia's getting into that play there. Using his speed and almost that little just millimeter is the difference right now in the 1-1 game.
Well, it's game of inches, game of millimeters, whether you're American measurement or metric.
Translated.
Yeah, you still got a little bit to learn, my friend. Or maybe I got a little bit to learn. I don't know. Either way, there's still a face-off to the glove side of Nita Karn, and that is won by Rapids. Far side, that's Chevy Alexander. Puck bouncing back behind the goal. That's Tudich. He gets it back up. Chevy Alexander. Back to the two. Thought about Tudich. Schweitzer, drop pass, bouncy puck gloved out of midair by Niederkorn. And he sits there and says, that's like a can of corn right there, the old baseball terms. And he just closes his glove, and another stop to play. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. First period, 1-1 hockey game.
Yeah, alert play by Niederkorn. And just going back to that power play for the Mullets, really effective kill by the River Kings, really. They got set up, but just couldn't generate anything. There's some good blocks, some really good defensive plays, and well played by the Kings defense.
Face off, locker side of Niederkorn. Picked up by Rapids. Threw the scrum right off the leg of Niederkorn.
Yeah,
and it just sits
late
there. Yeah, he saw that about 2 feet in front of him. It's just fortunate he was playing out as far as he was. And like you said in the pregame, he dropped down low at first opportunity. Otherwise, that's probably going in, but it didn't. Probably doesn't cut it as we got a stop to play. 4:14 left to go in the first period. Rapids still tied with Mullets, 1-1. 12-6 shot advantage for Rapids. So they're getting the shots on goal. They just got to get them past the goalie in Niederkorn as all strands spin around. Drop pass there for Anderson. Raffert at the point. Skating to the slot was Anderson. No one home through the slot. Beauchamp battling for it. Gets around the defense. Puck goes back behind the goal as Obstfelder drop pass to Anderson. Obstfelder back in there. Rapids battling for the puck. That's Raffert. as he tries to drop it back. Allstrand, he's battling for it, along with Obstfelder, Raffert, and he can't hold his own. There's a race for that puck, folks. As Raffert, he does get to it. He drops pass back to Valak. Valak picks it up. Red circle. Big rebound there by Shaw. Puck still sitting loose. The Rapids, there you got numbers coming up. Obstfelder breaks into the zone. Drop pass, Anderson. Anderson skates to the slot. Leave pass by Beauchamp. Beauchamp can't quite handle it. And Valak, he passes it up ahead, and there's another race for the puck. But there is an icing being called, being waved off, excuse me. Last second wave off as Rapids picks up the puck behind their goal. 3:10 left to go. First period, Raffert tried to get up ahead. He had that pass picked up by Dylan Harold of the Mullets. As Rapids trying to get the puck back out, and they do. Allstrand lift up ahead to Ilyen. As he stops, sends the puck backwards, picks up his own pass. McNeish behind the goal. McNeish tried to center it. Puck lifted back against the boards and back to the goal. Ilyen picks it up. Centering pass right to the stick of Lufel and bouncy puck. And there's a trip coming. There's a penalty coming against the Mullets. Bulldog holds his own. And it will be touched up by the Mullets. And Rapids will be going on their first power play of the game.
Yeah, it was Nudekorn, actually. Nudekorn was the one who went for the poke check and got Lutfullin's feet there. So he'll get the penalty points.
Oh, boy. Well, unfortunately in hockey, you can't pull the goalie off on that. So, but if you could, that'd be all right.
That would be interesting.
As we have each trip coming up, as we're trying to figure out who they're going to assess that to, and that'll be Nolan Gentry. As faceoff coming to the glove side of Nederkorn, picked up Obstfelder. Excuse me. As Obstfelder picks it up. Right on the goal line, trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Skates more towards the back of the goal. Pass back out top of the circle. Allstrand can't handle it, and it goes the length of the ice. Shaw picking it up. And that's not exactly how Rapids want to start that possession, I assume. It's picked up by Anderson. He's skating, getting some speed going. Goes outside, picks up the zone, slams on the brakes. Pass back out to Obstfelder. And that is back across the way to Allstrand. Allstrand at the blue line. Anderson more centering. Back to Allstrand. Down low, Obstfelder back to Allstrand. Working towards the center. Back down low to Obstfelder. Allstrand walking at center. Obstfelder, that circle shot off the glove. And it's now covered up by Nederkorn. Stoppage of play. 1:05 left to go. First period on the power play. But 1:40 left to go in the first period. And it's still a 1-1 hockey game with Rapids enjoying a 13-7 shot advantage, but they can't get more into the goal yet. So we will have a faceoff coming up. Glove side of Nederkorn. Denti picks that up. That's picked up by Lutfullin. Cross ice to Bulldog. Up, Raffert. Aggressive forecheck being played by Minnesota, and they smack it down the end of the ice. Minute and a half left to go, first period, just under a minute to go in the skater advantage for the River Kings. Rapids having a hard time breaking that aggressive forecheck on the PK by the Mullets. Oliver Bulldog gets behind the goal, centers it up to Raffert. Raffert inside the blue line, high slot, back near side, Lutfullin. Down low, that is to Denti. Denti walks it back out, Raffert inside the blue line, back to Denti. Denti standing out the corner, back to Lufel inside the blue line. Denti at the circle, getting tipped around. Shot by Raffert, redirect way wide of the net. That's how Rapids wanted to go, as we're under a minute left in the first period. Denti battling around, sent back. Raffert, he cannot hold the zone, as we are 8 seconds left on the power play for Rapids, so not looking good for them at that moment, as we got 39 seconds left in the first period. Raffert bringing it up into the zone. He's crashing through, and that's a big glove save by Nederkorn. Another stoppage of play. 32.6 seconds left to go. First period, and it's still a 1-1 hockey game.
Yeah, nothing really going on that power play. Similar with the Mullets, just really efficient forecheck, nice high guys on the PK, and then just the River Kings couldn't penetrate. They just were kept too wide. They couldn't really string a couple passes together and really get anything going.
Face off, blocker side of Nederkorn. And there we have it, as that's picked up by Minnesota. Center on the boards. Garcia, big collision there near side boards. Under 30 seconds left to go. Monson Cup sends it up. Taylor can't hold his own. Minnesota sends all the way back down on their end. Renita Korn plays it. Drop pass back. Perkins, 16 seconds to go. I'd reckon that they are playing just to end the first period. Tied up 1-1 as Breisland has a puck. Trying to get through at 7 seconds. Anything can happen. 6-5. And a whistle. Offsides is the call against Wisconsin Rapids. 4.8 seconds left to go in the first period. And it's still a 1-1 hockey game.
Yeah, the River Kings just unable to... The Mullets like to collapse in front. They really like to really condense. I think when they do, you really got to squeeze them in. As if you're an offensive guy, you can't be forced to play on the boards and just let them dictate.
Well, that's going to be all she wrote for the first period of action. Where the River Kings and the Mullets, they are tied 1-1. But not too much scoring going in the game. Obviously, 1-1 hockey game as both goals came right in the middle of the frame. As scoring first was Minnesota at the 6:39 mark. But then just under 2 minutes later, the River Kings got it back. They tied it up. Schweitzer goal. Assist to Ilian and Tudic. And that's how we got to the 1-1 hockey game. As both teams have one penalty, tripping penalties in that first period. Saves in the first period. Deacon Shaw, 6 saves on 7 shots faced. Or Cody Niederkorn, he has stopped 13 pucks on 14 shots faced. So, with that, we're going to play a game here in between the intermission. And then we're going to get a new sheet of ice and listen to some pep band. And then we'll be back here in a little bit here at the Southwood County Recreation Center where, again, the River Kings and the Mullets are tied 1-1. So, thanks for joining us so far through this game. We'll be back in a little bit here on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Flow Hockey.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s.
Currently we're at 15.
Teamwork makes it dream. darling, go around like you ain't guilty of something. Already lost the game that you've been running. Guess it's catching up to you.
Thank you. was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk-away dream. Ooh, yeah. All he was a walk-away dream. Ooh, walk-away dream. He was a walk-away
dream. This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two-lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth.
Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking.
Knocking boots.
Knocking boots. Me and you.
Oh. Long weeks need a weekend. Cheap drinks need a slinging. That dance floor needs some me on you. And you on me tonight.
Sing-alongs need to be sung. Tip bells need to be rung. Last calls need a call. That cabin back seats need I want you so bad. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty-gritty under that pale moon. Sugar stirring, small town nights need both ends burning. Chains need drawing, hearts need falling. Boots need knocking, knocking boots. Knocking boots. Girl, me and you. Doors need shutting. Lights need cutting, lips need locking, boots need knocking, and birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark means nitty gritty under that pale moon. A sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling, boots need knocking, knocking boots, knocking boots, me and you.
Out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup I just smile.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love.
What a beautiful,
What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
And we are back here at Southfield County Recreation Center, where we've got a barn burner cooking up. Here is the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Minnesota Mullets are tied 1-1 after one period of play. That period, that's kind of been the MO for the River Kings to this point, the last few weeks, actually, last 4 weeks, four games, as slow starts. And that slow start, that led to a Minnesota goal at 6:39, where they got the lead, but then about 2 minutes later, Schweitzer, he got a goal. Assists to Ilya Natutic at the 8:36 mark to get the game tied up, and that's where we stopped at play. As Deacon Shaw, he made six saves, and Cody Niederkorn, he made 13. As we are back underway, faceoff was controlled by Minnesota as they got the puck down into the River Kings zone. This time, River Kings going from my right to the left, as the Mullets will be going from my left to the right. As puck's center ice right below me. Puck sent down to the Minnesota end. That is picked up and sent up back to neutral ice where Xavier Beauchamp, he picks it up, sends it up to Allstrand. Allstrand flanked by Anderson. Anderson can't quite keep a stick on it. Sends the puck back down to the blue line where Raffert gets it. Crossway to Xavier Beauchamp. Shot. Redirect just wide of the goal as Minnesota picks up the puck. Flips it back up center ice. Beauchamp with it. Kind of a Willie Mays version of what would be a catch if he was playing hockey over his shoulder and picked it up. As there's a whistle for offsides on the River Kings. As we got our first stoppage of the period. 19:04 left to go. First period. 1-1 hockey game. As we will reset just outside the Minnesota blue line for a faceoff.
Yeah, tough goal on the offside, but just moments before, just a brilliant chance. Just I think Niederkorn just somehow gets a pad on it and keeps it out.
Well, faceoff controlled by Rapids sent around the boards. Lutfullin was crashing in there. Schweitzer, he sends it up. Blocked by the Minnesota defense in the middle of the slot. Puck swiped away, back out, being held in there. Big scrum going on there. Three River Kings, three Mullets as they poke it out center ice where Lutfullin's there. And he sends it back down to the zone. Rapid Scott was on onsides. Caden Schweitzer tried to center it. Got picked up by the Minnesota defense. Minnesota now coming this way. That was Namela. He got his stick lifted off the ice by one of the Rapid skaters. Lufelin sends it around the boards. Picked up by Bulldog. Bulldog up to Tunich. Denti trying to get there first as the Mullets pick it up. Send it back down to the Rapids defensive zone. 18-12 left to go. Second period. 1-1 hockey game between the Mullets and the River Kings. As puck comes out, center ice. Minnesota sends it around. High pass around the boards. Stays into play, however, as Tunich picks it up far side. Picks it up. Sends it up to Denti. Denti tips it into the corner. Comes around the goal. Tunich gets back to it. Centering back to the blue line. That was Bulldog. Back to Tunich. He flips it up ahead. Schweitzer down to the circle. Denti. Denti slips it through. Sitting loose in the slot and just covered up by Niederkorn. Stoppage of play here. 17-41, second period.